11 degrees in Vancouver. Good afternoon. This is Don Ramsden with CJOR News for Spools Lumber in Vancouver and Richmond. The evacuation of families from a trailer park 2 miles from Kelsey Bay has all but ended. They became stranded when the Salmon River flooded this afternoon. At last word, 50 men, women, and children have been evacuated, and they've been taken by boat to a small hilltop where a search and rescue helicopter has airlifted them to Kelsey Bay. An RCMP spokesman says all are expected to be out before darkness sets in. Earlier, 3 loggers were rescued by an RCMP aircraft from a flooded logging camp on the west coast of Vancouver Island. The camp was washed away by slides and water, and many roads in that area, Muya Bay, are flooded. Elsewhere on the island, the road from Kelsey Bay to Campbell River is closed due to flooding, and there's a report that rivers flowing through Campbell River and Courtney will overflow their banks soon. The Alberni Valley is being plagued by more flooding. Homes and basements are flooded, and residents in a trailer court had to leave their homes. There are also some livestock losses in the valley, and the rain continues. The problem at Port Alice has resulted in a postponement of Saturday's municipal elections there. Mayor George Lacey says he doesn't have a definite date when they'll be held, but it could be in a couple of weeks or months. Meanwhile, the residents of that community who were evacuated after the mudslides yesterday won't be returning to their homes for another 24 to 48 hours. Mayor Lacey says the cleanup is going along well, the rain has stopped, and the situation is looking better. He says damage from this slide will be double that of the $500,000 sustained in the 1973 slide.